You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm Constance Arnold. So grateful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And I can truly say with all of the faith that's on the inside of me, that I believe that your life will never be the same again. And you might say to yourself, Constance, that is so bold, but you know, I just believe that the spirit has attracted you here so that you can receive the download, the insight, you know, just that one thing that you've been praying and seeking. So open up your spirit so that you can receive. Well, it's a beautiful day here in the ATL. It is sunny and warm, but guess what? I can feel just a hint of fall and autumn in the air. During the morning, it's just a little bit cooler with less humidity. And you know, this is my favorite time of the year. Well, I have had a great week. What about you? It has been a productive week for me. You know, Pastor Powers told me, he said, Constance, don't say it's been a busy week. Say it has been a productive and fruitful week. And it has. So I have a great show for you today. My very special guest is Joel Solomon, and he's going to be teaching you, are you ready, about how to become a millionaire. And he is certainly qualified to do that. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say. At one time, he managed a $700 million portfolio. So he's going to give us 9 things that we can begin to do in order to become a millionaire. So I want you to stay tuned. As a matter of fact, text some of your friends or call them and let them know or share this link that they need to listen to this show. I want to share something a little personal. You know, over the last 6 weeks, my doctor has been working with me on my vocal cords, on my voice. And so if you have heard me coughing a little bit, or if you've heard me clearing my throat like that, it is because they've been doing some treatment with me. I know that there have been some emails, and I just wanted to let everybody know. It has not been easy. I don't feel sick or anything like that, but I'm just so used to talking. You know, I coach and then I train. And so it has been a transition for me. So I appreciate everybody's patience with me. But, you know, I was determined. I said, I'm still going to teach more. And if you look at the archives, I have probably taught more. That means that I'm teaching for the entire hour over the last 2 months. Check it out. I think that there is only one time over 12 years that I did not do a new show. And that is when my brother made his transition. So we're getting things under control. So just bear with me. I'm going to ask you to pray for me, extend grace to me, and to send love and positive energies and vibes my way. All right. I thought I wanted to share that because somebody said, well, why do you keep clearing your throat? And so that's the reason. All right, let me make a major announcement. I am offering my last mastermind group in 2021. So beginning October the 9th until November the 13th, I'm offering a six-week Law of Attraction Manifesting Mastermind. I'm going to be your facilitator, your professional counselor, and your certified master coach all in one. And so some of you have said before, Constance, I knew I should have been in your last mastermind. Well, this is it. And this time I am limiting it to 10 participants instead of 20. So what is it going to look like? Well, we're going to have weekly group coaching. That means we're going to meet on Saturday for six consecutive Saturdays, probably from 10 to 12 or 11 to 1. I'm trying to make up my mind. You're going to have an opportunity to sit weekly in the hot seat coaching where you can ask me anything. You're going to have a private Facebook group, an accountability partner, lots of homework and notes. So what am I going to be covering? I'm going to be covering everything about the law of attraction, the basics of manifestation. What is manifestation? Why isn't it working for me? What do I need to shift and change? I'm going to be giving insight into changing your core beliefs, taking a look at what's been holding you back, teaching you about some manifestation tools, visualization, scripting, affirmation, how to live in the end, teaching you how to raise your vibration. How do you factor in spirituality and faith? Why hasn't it been working for you? How can you get clear about what you want, etc.? It's going to be a focus. It's going to be intense, but you're worth the investment. So some of you say, oh my God, I knew I should have been in the last mastermind. And so this is your opportunity. I think it's a great time because it's just before the holidays and it really gives you an opportunity to be focused and kind of get clear and understand. Oh, so that's why it's not working. You know, I just realized this week that some of my participants from my last mastermind, they are still working on some of the notes and the assignment that I gave them, even though it's over. So think about it. So it's going to be on a first come, first serve basis. And after 10, I'm going to stop. So the cost is $600. That's just $100 a week. You get to spend 2 hours with me. Amazing. And so I'm going to pour into you. I'm going to coach you. For those who have been saying, oh, I want to coach with Constance, this is your opportunity. And it's a commitment, a financial commitment, but also a time commit because it's every Saturday for 6 weeks. So I have an installment plan for you so you can pay via Cash App. You can pay the full amount, or you can take the option of the two installment payment. I got that out. So visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm excited. I'm ready for you. If you know of any friends, if you have a coworker, maybe you guys can do it together. And, you know, it's something very powerful about coming together with people from all over the world. I always say it's magic. So everybody, let's go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with Joel, and he's going to teach us about how we can become a millionaire. Stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back and I'm really excited about my guest. How many of you have ever thought about, man, if I could just become a millionaire, all of my problems would just go away? Well, we have somebody that's going to help us today. I feel like I need to read some things about him. His name is Joel Solomon. He is a prosperity coach, award-winning speaker, and best-selling author. And he loves helping people overcome stuff that's standing in their way for financial freedom. He's authored many books, but some of them are Personal Money Management, which was a bestseller, Infinite Love and Money with Molly Singh, Mindful Money Management, Memoirs of a Hedge Fund Manager. But today we're going to be talking about the 9 money rules millionaires use, only the unconventional ones. He has a powerful story, which I'm going to let him share. At one time, he managed almost 700 million long, short equity and credit portfolio. I have no idea what that is. He's done workshops all over the world, has been on TV, and he has been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, Newsday, US News and World Report, Forbes, and on Bloomberg Radio. He has 2 beautiful daughters. Everybody, we are blessed to have him back. Joel, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. It's really my extreme pleasure. So much gratitude for you to be here today. Thank you so much.
Well, kind of tell listeners a little bit about your story, and then I want to know how can my listeners tap into your book and become wealthy, a millionaire, et cetera. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So I started my career as an actuary working at an insurance company. And you probably know the difference between an actuary and an accountant. An actuary looks at his feet when he talks to you. An accountant looks at your feet when they talk to you. They say an accountant is an actuary with charisma.
Okay.
But I'm not the typical actuary, but I went through all the exams. I'm a fellow of the Society of Actuaries, but I didn't love doing that. And I realized early on in my career that I was really interested in investing. I had a passion for making money, helping others make money, helping my friends make money. And so I went down a path to figure out how I could shift my career from doing actuarial science and figuring out the premiums you have to pay for your insurance policy to investing. And everyone I talked to said, Joel, you have the best job in the world. Literally, the actuary was on the cover of Forbes magazine as the number one job in the country in 1993. And I had gone through 7.5 years of studying to pass these exams. But that wasn't my passion. It wasn't my purpose, at least at the time. And I knew my dream was to manage money. So right now, as a prosperity coach, I teach people hashtag doubt the doubt. So why do you have doubt in your dreams? Have faith in your dreams. But back then, everyone I talked to gave me doubt. So I had started to have doubt. And I believe that's actually the reason why it took me 15 years. It took me 15 years to become a hedge fund manager, but I did achieve the dream. And I started working as a hedge fund manager at Citigroup. And then I started my own hedge fund. But while I was at my own hedge fund and living my dream, I had an epiphany at a personal development course that changed my life. And Constance, two things happened at that course. The first thing was that we had a guest speaker speaking about stocks and stock options. And when he started speaking about stock options in particular, he made it sound like it was a get rich quick scheme. This is how the rich people get rich. You don't need much time. You don't need much money. Options are essentially riskless. And I was sick to my stomach. There were 200 people in the room. I had people tapping me on the shoulder, whispering to me, Joel, does this make sense? And after he was done, after his hour presentation, we went outside of the auditorium. I said, please don't do this. He has no idea about your earnings, your cash flow, your tax status, your risk tolerance. And most importantly, he had no idea about your belief that you can make money in stock options. Now, the second thing that happened at that course was we were given a wooden board 2 inches thick, and we were told we were going to break it with our bare hands. I don't know if you've done this, but it was a lot of fear in the room.
Yeah.
Because we were going to break it with our bare hands. And the exercise was called Obstacles or Illusions. On one side, we had to write our biggest obstacle. On the other side, our ultimate goal. So I wrote as my biggest obstacle, raising enough money for my hedge fund for it to be a long-term viable entity. And on the other side, I wrote my ultimate goal. It took me a while. Thought about it. And I realized my ultimate goal in life was to help everybody in this room become financially free. Okay. I broke the board, went home that night. I couldn't sleep. 3:30, 4 in the morning. That guy was in my head. I realized that if I could ever get up the courage to speak in front of 200 people, because public speaking was my biggest fear in life in December 2015, that I could be authentic to these people and help them rather than telling them a lie. And really, to me, that was a lie that this is the way to become rich with stock options. And then the other thing that was going on is, oh my, the wooden board was staring back at me, making everybody in this room financially free. And I knew managing my hedge fund was not doing that. So I went into my office early that morning into 54th and 6th Avenue, Manhattan, sent an email to my investors telling them I'm giving them their money back. I'm shutting down my fund because I figured out my true purpose. Wow. So it took most of 2016 to shut down my fund, but I knew my purpose. And so now I'm working as a prosperity coach, teaching people how to become financially free and really teaching them the 9 money rules millionaires use, because it's the unconventional rules and it's not taught in school. It's not taught anywhere. And, you know, I truly believe that anyone can become financially free. And the most important is rule number one is when you believe.
Okay, let's talk about these 9 rules. So that everybody, I don't care if you're in Africa, Asia, in Europe, Canada. When I read his book, I was just amazed because you guys know I'm an inside out kind of girl. And this man, I'm not going to tell you how rich he is, but I'm just going to say that if he has managed $700 million, he understands millionaires, their mindset, et cetera. So just be open. So what's rule number one?
So rule number one is when you believe. And it's really interesting because I tell my clients to write down their level of belief from 1 to 10 in each investment they own or are thinking about owning. And if you're not a 7, 8, 9, or 10, it's probably not going to work. So I tell people the story about two guys who bought Bitcoin in November 27, 2017. And the first guy, he's done his research. He's read the white papers. He knows he's got to make money. Now, the second guy buys this cryptocurrency because a buddy of his told him about it. Dude, get involved. It's going to go higher. And he's like, oh, I don't know. It seems risky. It seems speculative. I don't know. I don't know if I should do this. But he does it. Now, if you asked him on a scale of 1 to 10 what his belief level is that he's going to make money on Bitcoin, he'd say 1, maybe 2. Mm. Now, the first guy's a 10. He knows he's going to make money. Now, a few days later, they bought Bitcoin at $8,000 on November 27, 2017. Now, 3 days later, it's up at $10,000. And the first guy says, see, I told you I was going to make money on Bitcoin. And the second guy, I hope it doesn't go back down. Mm. 3 days later, it's back down at $8,000. And the first guy says, this is the best buying opportunity out there. And he buys more. And the second guy, he sells. He is so grateful he didn't lose money on Bitcoin. 3 weeks later, less than 1 month after they bought Bitcoin, it's at $19,500 from $8,000. Mm. The first guy has made 2.5 times his money, 250% in less than 1 month, and he sells then. So what's your level of belief? Now, two guys buy the same investment on the same day. One guy makes nothing. The other guy more than doubles his money. And this happens all day, every day, because rule number one is when you believe.
So is,
you
is
have mon- to have is, belief. Yes.
Is money attracted to beliefs?
Absolutely. So if you have strong belief, I believe you'll make a lot more money when you believe that you can become rich, when you believe you can become financially free. And so that's why rule number one. And by the way, you know this, Constance, and I'm sure your listeners know this, your viewers know this, that a belief is just a thought you keep on thinking. It's not truth. There are limiting beliefs and there are empowering beliefs. And a limiting belief is I need to work hard to be rich and successful. And the richest people in the world know they don't need to work hard to be rich and successful. They know that their money works for them, right? There are limiting beliefs that, such as you can't be rich and spiritual. That's not the truth. I know some very rich people who are incredibly spiritual. And some may know that Steve Jobs spent a lot of time in India meditating and interacting with a lot of spiritual people. He was a pretty rich guy before he passed away, the CEO of Apple. So, yes, I think the most spiritual people in the world are also the richest people in the world. They may not only be, and they're not only rich in money, but the abundance and prosperity that flows through them is in everything.
So let me ask you this. So somebody who has experienced a layoff, or maybe they know now that they don't really want to do what they did before the pandemic, it starts with their belief.
Absolutely. And if you come from the mindset, in fact, I was just talking with a client of mine, and she had some really negative news health-wise, which is going to cause her to not be able to go back to work. And she's been thinking about moving into being an entrepreneur, but very fearful, because can I really make the amount of money I'm making at the company? Mm-hmm. But the universe is finally pushed her to make the decision. So she could have the mindset of, oh my God, fearful that, and worried and scared. And I say worry is just negative future planning. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about what you don't want to happen. Worry is just negative future planning. You're thinking about what you don't want to happen. So you could worry, be fearful, or you could have faith and say, the universe has a plan.
That's good.
And it's a good plan. And it knows better than this physical body knows, than this mind knows. So I could think with my intellect or go with the universe. The universe has an amazing plan for me. And if I just let go and allow, who knows? Maybe I can actually I'm supposed to be doing something different. I'm supposed to be living my purpose. And I will tell you that 99% of the world who are working for companies are not doing their purpose.
Nothing but the truth. So good. Let's go with rule number two. Can your intuition make you money?
Yes, absolutely. The answer is yes. Trust your intuition. And I teach my clients how to develop their intuition. See, I used to go to the gym and do bicep curls to get that bicep bigger.
Looking good, Joel.
Thank you. So you can exercise your intuition every chance you get. So I'm here in New York. I go into Manhattan. I'm on the subway platform. There's a local train sitting there. There's an express coming in 2 minutes. What do you do? Local, express, express, local. What do? You trust your intuition. When I'm on vacation with my daughters, we're in the hotel. I say, use your intuition. Pick which elevator's coming.
I see it.
So there's many decisions you make all day long. You know, I used to drive them to school on Thursday mornings, and we had options. We could take the local roads, we could take the highway, or we could hitchhike. Just kidding. So usually my intuition was telling me to take the highway, but there's one particular day the highway was all backed up with traffic. But my intuition was still telling me to take the highway, but I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I'll use my intellect. And so I go local, and immediately my stomach's in knots. I hear the sirens. I see the flashing lights because I didn't trust my intuition. It cost me a $150 speeding ticket. And to this day, my daughters tease me and they call me Speedy Pants.
That's fun. I love that. I love that. So now I, you know, when I read number three, I'm like, oh, I really want him to talk about this one. Be happy and become financially free. How can somebody be happy, Joel, if they're thinking about, I don't have any money. How am I going to pay my mortgage? Talk about be happy.
Yeah. So can happiness buy you money? Not can money buy you happiness? And I look, I said it already. Worry is negative future planning. I understand you got, you know, you may have bills to pay, right? You're living paycheck to paycheck. But rule number, let's skip first to rule number four,
okay,
which is visualization. So spend 5 minutes a day visualizing. Here's my 6-step process to visualization. It's really simple,
okay,
but it's powerful. And these 5 minutes will change your life, because the important part of visualization is acting as if, and it may sound crazy. It may sound like, oh, I'm daydreaming on purpose. But it's helpful. So the five, there's 6 steps. So the first step to visualization is pick a time. Be consistent every day, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Second step, pick a place. I do it on this couch. Don't do it in bed right after you wake up or right before you go to sleep. You may fall asleep, fall back to sleep, or fall asleep. Step three, pick the amount of time you're going to do it, 3 to 10 minutes, no more. You know, you want to get out into the real world and take some action. You know, visualization is helpful, but you want to take inspired action. Step four is to write down before you start 3 dreams or desires. So be conscious of what you're going to daydream about. 3 dreams of the desires, your dream job, your dream house, your dream vacation, your dream spouse, whatever it is. Step five is Wayne Dyer, in his book, Wishes Fulfilled, said, make your future dream a present reality by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled in his bestseller, Wish Fulfilled. Make your future dream a present reality by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So step five is see if you could feel the feeling. You have your dream job. You're an entrepreneur. You're helping people become financially free. You're coaching them and you're seeing results and you're so excited. You're so happy. So that's step five, to feel the feeling. And step six, if you can, I find it, for me, it's kind of difficult, but if you could, it's really awesome to picture yourself in the scene. You're looking down from the sky and picture yourself, you know, driving your dream car, the blue convertible Maserati. You're driving 95, you know, north on 95, but, you know, don't tell the cops that. So you're driving 95, you know, your hair, if you have more hair, you know, your hair's blowing in the wind. Mine is just kind of sitting there, but your hair's blown in the wind and you're so ecstatic and you're looking down and you're seeing this whole scene, right? So that's visualization. And so if you can just spend 5 minutes feeling the feeling and thinking about what you want your life to be like, spend 5 minutes doing that, you'll feel better. And, you know, law of attraction says what you put out, you get. So you're putting out feelings, good feeling thoughts of happiness, of pleasure, gratitude, appreciation. You're going to get more and more into your life of gratitude, appreciation, and pleasure and happiness. So that's why visualization is so important. So going back to three, happiness, I learned about unconditional happiness when I was managing my hedge fund, because every day, if I lost money, I'd be sad. If I made money, I'm happy. But I'm not the best money manager in the world. They're making money 60% of the time. Say I'm making money half the time. So every other day I'm sad. What a terrible way to live your life. And there was one particular day, July 1st, 2015, when I was about to lose a lot of money. And I literally was on the Metro North train, on the commuter train into Manhattan. And I got the news and I was literally crying. My stomach was in knots. I felt like I was a failure. I'd let my investors down. And then I put on an uplifting song by the Five Stair Steps, Ooh Child. Now, if you know Ooh Child, things are going to get easier.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to get better someday. Someday, things are going to get better. Mm-hmm. And I realized I started to feel a little bit better. And I put the song on for my colleagues when I got into the office on 54th and 6th and Avenue. And I was like, wow, I had an epiphany. A song can make me feel better. I can just put on a song. So why don't I? And then throughout the day, things weren't getting better with my portfolio. I was losing more money. Put on another uplifting song and another uplifting song. And then I started thinking, what happy habits can I write down so that if something bad happens again, if I get another bad call and I lose money in stock, maybe I could do something unconditionally. So maybe I could go for a jog. Maybe I could play a game with my daughters. Maybe I could pet my dog or go do some gardening, do some arts and crafts, go for a massage. You know, so consciously write down some happy habits and 5 to 10. And so those are my go-to things that I do. You could journal, you could meditate, you could exercise, visualize. Do those things if something not so great happens. So that's why I truly believe that happiness can buy you money.
That is so good. You know, as I listen to you, I can't believe before we started recording, George said that he used to be afraid of public speaking, but it's your natural gift. But anyway, five is what are you grateful for? Did we talk about that one? That's big.
Now that's big, right? And so I think it's really, really important to establish a gratitude practice. So I've been doing this for the last 10 years, every morning, writing down five things I'm grateful for. And they don't have to be big, awesome things like the birth of a child. Although I do say I'm grateful for Lauren and Morgan because they've taught me unconditional love. But it can just be a simple thing like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm grateful the day's over. You know, you didn't have a great day. I'm grateful the day's over. Or I'm grateful the sun is shining today. Or I'm grateful I could jog outside today or go for a walk. Or I'm grateful I had an awesome interview on Law of Attraction podcast. You know, just, you know, whatever it is, just write down and write down why. You know, that's the powerful thing.
Good.
If you can write down in a gratitude journal, not only what you're grateful for and write down why. And the reason why this is so important is law of attraction, right? The more grateful and appreciative you are in your life, even when something quote unquote looks like it's bad, right? Like this woman earlier today, she knows that because of this health issue and she's leaving this company, she knows that with grace and ease, the universe is going to provide and things are going to get better. And so that's why, you know, having that gratitude and appreciation, you'll have more and more things come into your life to be grateful and appreciative of.
So let's deal with a single mom who's working from home, and the kids did go to school, but then now they're back home because maybe somebody got COVID in their class. So at the end of the day, she has three children. She's going to have to set aside some time to take a look at what can I be grateful for today, right?
What about being grateful for the fact that your kids are around? You get to spend time with your kids, because in 10 or 15 years, they're not going to want to spend so much time with you, right? It's just, you know, they want to be independent. They want to live their own lives. But when they're younger, you get to spend quality time with these amazing entities that probably are closer to what I say is source energy, right? Yeah. And when you're younger, you're more connected to appreciation and gratitude and love and the universe. And so awesome that you get to spend a little bit of extra time with these angels, right? And see them as angels, see them as, like, why not write down some positive aspects about your children? Because yes, when you're around people 24/7, they can get on your nerves, but spend 10 minutes writing some positive aspects about them. I did this years ago with my daughters when I didn't was having a great day with them. Mm-hmm. I wrote down I had three pages of positive aspects for each of them. And I go back to it when things, maybe we get into an argument or something doesn't work out. I go back and I look and I read those positive aspects. So you can focus on the positive, right? And yes, it may appear to be bad, but I say from bad things come good things, and from terrible, awful things comes amazing, great things. So think about what amazing, great things could be happening. We're very limited, right? As human beings, we're very limited in the possibilities we see. Source energy, the universe, can see millions and billions of possibilities. There's 7.5 billion people on this planet. There's $420 trillion of net worth. We can't see that. We're just, even with these amazing computers in our head, we still can't see all the infinite possibilities. So know that the universe is conspiring on your behalf. Haven't you been more healthy than sick your life? Haven't you had more money than not in general? And so think about that. You were born to thrive. You were not born to survive. And so thinking about life that way will bring more and more abundance into your life.
Oh, that's good. And the next, this is so good, Joel, I tell you. So all of these things you're talking about is going to begin to bring more money and richness to people.
Absolutely.
I just want to reiterate that.
Absolutely. You practice these 9 money rules on a daily basis, and everything with grace and ease. You don't have to do everything every day. I teach my clients, look, it's, you know, if something resonates with you, I teach them manifesting techniques, right? Money manifesting techniques, 10 of them. But it doesn't mean that you have to do all 10. In fact, don't, right? I teach them 1 or 2 or 3, everything with grace and ease. It should be fun. Money should be fun. It should be eagerness. It should be exciting. It shouldn't be worry. It shouldn't be fear. And so if you think about the 9 money rules in that way, okay, which 1 or 2 am I going to put into practice over the next few weeks and months? Which of these, you know, I've listened to this podcast, I watch this podcast, and it's like, wow, like, this is awesome. Don't do all of them. Don't start with it. You know, you don't want to be overwhelmed. It's everything with grace and ease. And so, yeah, rule number 6 of the 9 money rules is giving. And I found in my life that this may be the most powerful rule. And I know, you know, some of you are watching, listening, and saying, Joel, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I can't give. You can. There's somebody out there in this universe, on this earth, out of the 7.5 billion people, that is much worse off than you. I know that to be a fact, because they may not have access to a smartphone that you're watching this on, or a computer, or an iPad. They don't have any of this technology, right? They're much worse off than you. So you can start a giving program very small with a dollar. And what I say is, you know, just start. And it, I really truly believe that when it's shifting the mindset from I don't have enough to I do have some to share, to spare and share. I do have something. And yeah. Sir John Templeton, who created the Templeton Funds, some say the best investor of all time, he said he hadn't met anybody who hadn't given 10% of his money each year over a 10-year period, who didn't have massively more wealth at the end of the 10 years than at the beginning. And again, I know what you're thinking. Okay, Joel, if I give my money away, I have less money. How does it work? And I will tell you, money is just energy. Mm-hmm. Everything is energy, but money is just energy. And by putting that energy out into the world, it must flow back to you. And in my life, it's flown back in multiples. I mean, it's tithing is reality, right? When you and find something that in your heart, you feel that you're giving from a place. I found for me, at least, when I'm giving from a place from the heart, that's when it really flows. Mm-hmm. I was in Grand Central Station in Manhattan a few years ago, and I saw a woman taking plastic bottles out of the garbage so she could get the 5-cent deposit and then bring it somewhere to get, you know, her 5 cents on each of the bottles. And I walked up to her, I gave her some money, and she was so grateful. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And giving, and I know, like, I was thinking about it, like the math guy in me was thinking about it, how much time I saved her. I probably saved about 4 hours of getting those plastic bottles by giving her that amount of money. And it was, you know, it was changing her life for the day, at least.
Yeah.
And then just things started happening in the days and weeks after that. Book sales went up. I got new clients, and by just putting that money out there, I truly believe it will flow back to you in multiples. And by the way, giving doesn't just have to be about money. I talked about money. It's shifting your mindset a little bit by just giving a little bit of money, but you can do other things to give, right? You can give a smile mm-hmm. to a stranger.
True.
You could give a compliment to a stranger, right? You have a gift. Everyone has a gift. Why not share that with the world?
That's good. You know, Einstein talked about the boomerang effect. You know this, whatever goes around. He talked about the science of giving, which is just what you said. This is so good. Listeners, I want you to open up. This is gold, really.
Thank you.
So, and then what's rule number 7?
Rule number 7 is...
I can't read my own writing. Keep going.
It's budgeting. And I know budgeting for some.
Where's your cash going?
Yeah. Where's your cash going? So budgeting for some of you is a 4-letter word. And I understand that. And like I said, everything with grace and ease. So just check where what I believe is, if you don't know where your money is going mm-hmm. right now, then you can plan for the future. And so you need to at least have an idea of where the cash outflow, the cash out is going. So for a day, one day, just write down everything you spend. And if it's not a big chore, see if you can do it for 2 or 3 or 4 days. If you can do it 2 or 3 or 4, maybe you can do it for a week and stop after a week. And then just multiply by 4. So you know, you spent $1,000 in the week, it's $4,000 a month. Let's make the math easier for me. So let's say it's $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year. So if you know how much your expenses are, then you can figure out your financial freedom number. And how cool is that? Because do you know your financial freedom number? Anybody? Anybody know the financial freedom number? I would say most people don't.
Yeah.
I would say almost everyone, when I have them fill out I have a free financial freedom survey on my website on the homepage. Mm-hmm. Click on the link to fill out your financial freedom survey. It's free. But most people, when they fill it out, guess. They don't know. And so the way to calculate your financial freedom number, it's really simple. Add up those expenses for the month, multiply by 12. So it's $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. You need $1 million, earning 6% to cover your expenses, $60,000, 6% of a million is $60,000 to be financially free. That's your financial freedom number. Now, the $1 million is not your house, it's not your car, because those are not generating income. It has to be assets. The $1 million in financial freedom account has to be assets generating money. So it has to be a stock that appreciates or pays a dividend, or it has to be real estate, but real estate that you rented out so that it's generating income for you, or it's a book that you wrote that's generating money every month, or it's a, you know, you have advertisers to your podcast that are paying you money, or you have a membership like I have called my Money Miracles membership I started this month, you know, and that's generating income. So that I say passive income investments. So you wrote a book and now it's generating income every month for the rest of your life. Or you have a video program of you have Instagram account that you got 1 million followers and you got advertisers on it. So all that's passive, fairly passive income. So that's the way to know your financial freedom number is first calculate your expenses.
That's good. So Joel, I know we're going to get to 8 and 9, but when people are doing this, should they be open to, well, I need to be an entrepreneur, I need to write a book. Do you feel that their intuition would download to them what they need, the action they need to be doing as they are doing all of these tips?
Absolutely. I just, those are just examples.
I got
like, you. Do what resonates with you, right? So It might be an Amazon fulfillment or eBay fulfillment product business. It could be, you know, I believe everyone has a book in them. Everyone has a story, you know, and by the way, it's really, really inexpensive to self-publish books now. Ebooks especially is almost nothing on Amazon. And so you can do that and you can, you know, develop a following from that. Instagram, you know, it doesn't cost anything to have an Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok account and just gather followers. Right. So what resonates with you? You know, think about that. Spend a few minutes on your visualization asking for guidance. You know, you have a dream. Okay, I have a dream vacation or dream car, dream spouse, or what's my dream purpose? You know, if you don't really have it in your head right now, think about, or, you know, jump on a 1 hour prosperity coaching session. I give everyone 1 hour free. So jump on a session with me and I'll help you figure out your purpose.
That's good. Okay, where are we? Number 8, can you really do it yourself?
Yeah, so DIY. And we're living in an age of DIY, right? Do it yourself. And I truly believe you can do it yourself and invest your money to make money. And like we just talked about, you're an entrepreneur, you can create wealth that way. But if you're interested in investing in stocks or investing in cryptocurrency or investing in real estate, in this book, in the 9 Money Rules Millionaires Do, I have my 5-step proprietary stock screen. I give it away. I mean, almost give it away. If you want to spend $5 for the ebook or whatever, it's $15 for the paperback. The audio book is $19, I think, on Amazon. But it's almost free, right? And you have a 5-step proprietary stock screen. I have a 7-step real estate screen to invest in real estate. But if none of these resonate with you, pick what I truly believe that what you're passionate about is where you should go. I don't agree with financial advisors, financial planners, put X percent in stocks and X Y percent in bonds and this percent in real estate and this percent in gold. No, I say you can make the most money by doing what interests you. Right? If you're interested in property investments and real estate, do that. If you're in stocks, do that. If you want to learn about crypto, do that. Like, it seems like, oh, everyone's interested in that. But what's your belief level? You know, write down your belief level. Is crypto, Bitcoin, or these, you know, Algorand or Ethereum, these other cryptocurrencies, is this the way to financial freedom? If it doesn't resonate with you, if you get a download like, oh, I don't know, I'm a one or a two, then don't go there. Don't learn about it. So that, but I truly believe that you can do it yourself. You don't need a financial advisor. We're taught these are limiting beliefs. You know, I don't have enough time. I'm working, so I don't know, have enough time to invest, or I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough math. All you need is to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. If you can do that, you can invest. And I know some really amazing investors who barely know how to do that, but they have good intuition, rule number two. So yes, you can do it yourself. I'm empowering you right now to do it yourself.
You can. So good. Joel, you seem so happy. Are you happier now than you were when you were, you know, managing all of those millions and you were with all of the ballers and all of the rich people from all over the world? Are you happier now? You seem very happy and peaceful.
I am happy and peaceful. I did enjoy my time for some years doing my dream, but there came a time where I was very stressed and I realized that if I was working that hard and not doing rule number three, being happy, then I wasn't going to be on this earth, at least in this physical body, for that much longer. So I realized I needed to shift and, you know, balance. I'm a Libra and I'm pretty sure no financial planner, advisor, or former hedge fund manager is going to talk about their signs, but I'm a Libra, so I'm all about balance. And I know when I'm like working too hard, I need to play, you know, so balance is an important part of my life.
You know, you've mentioned ease and
grace.
Ease and grace. Talk about that in manifesting, because sometimes with the law of attraction, people feel like, oh, I got to do these things. Talk about ease and grace. I love that.
Yeah, because most of my life, and we're taught this, work hard, work hard, work hard, right? But white knuckling it, literally, you know, you see my white knuckles, it's just not helpful, right? This white knuckles, it's not helpful, right? It's painful. Like you do it strong enough, you're going to hurt yourself. So I just say like allowing is counterintuitive, but allowing is well, and even like negative emotions, like if you're feeling really upset and angry, allow it to just wash over you and let it go.
That's good.
But allowing is so important. Everything with grace and ease, everything with grace and ease, because when you're white knuckling it, when you say, I know in my life when I was managing money and I had lost money 2 or 3 days in a row, I'm like, I got to make money today. I would lose money. And then another day and another day. And then we're just like, you know what? Whatever happens is going to happen. You know, I have my portfolio set up. I know I've made good decisions. Let's just let it go. I don't have to move stuff around every day. And then all of a sudden, things started working out really well. And I believe that is how life works.
That's good. When you just
allow, when you do things with grace and ease, when you allow, when you know that you have the power of the universe. You know, you're taking a baby step and the power of the universe has 100-mile-an-hour wind blowing you forward. And that's how life works. Then you're unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. So what last words before you give out your website and how people can reach you, would you like to speak to people all over the world? You've already shared some powerful wisdom nuggets.
Yeah. Well, doubt the doubt is a big one for me. Hashtag doubt the doubt. Have faith in your dreams and desires. Why are you doubting yourself? You know, I do it too. And there are times when you say, why is this happening? But have faith in the dreams and the desires. Stop having faith in your doubts.
Good.
Right? You came here for a purpose. Live that purpose, right? Stop having doubt in your dreams.
That's so good. So Joel, I mean, I'm so glad you reconnected. So listeners, let me tell you how I contacted Joel. I was going through my email and GoDaddy messed up one of my emails. And so I have two accounts and I was going back 2019 and I ran into your email in my junk mail. And I'm like, this is God.
Divine timing.
Divine timing. And you were telling me about your book, and it's all good. So how can listeners reach out to you, your website, get your book, your coaching, etc.?
So number one, I'm going to give one copy free to someone who reaches out to the for a copy of the Nine Money Rules Millionaires Use.
Okay.
So you can email me at joel@saulamore.com. That's Solomore.com, named after my daughters, Lauren and Morgan. My website is Solomore.com. You can sign up for a free hour of coaching there. I just closed my Money Miracles membership, but we'll do it again in March. That will be only $39 a month, and you'll get access to all the content I've created since I shut down my hedge fund over the last 5 years. I have a number of different programs that I've created that are in the membership. And yeah, looking forward to doing my TEDx talk in a few months. And
congratulations. So it's,
a lot of things are happening, but I guess the other thing I'd like to mention is Infinite Peace and Prosperity is a course that Chara Rodriguera and I created. She's she created Soul Path Yoga, but she's a meditation teacher, and she channels. So she goes through, we have a 9-week course that we've created. It's called Infinite Peace and Prosperity. We're starting it again in January of 2022. And it's a 9-week course. And we'll go through in detail the 9 rules that we just discussed here today. And we do exercises. So if you want to really get into each of the rules, that's the course I teach. And wow, Tara and I teach that.
Amazing. You are a gift. You are a blessing. You have shared some wisdom nuggets with listeners all over the world. It's amazing. You're amazing.
You.
You're awesome, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And you're a great speaker. You know, I was mesmerized by your teaching and your stories and your examples and how you really broke down these spiritual principles. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Constance. It's really
welcome.
Love to do it again soon.
So everybody, I want you to visit his website and take advantage of his complimentary coaching and all of the other goodies that he has available. And as I say every week, get happy, stay happy, be happy. And guess what? Just see what happens. Everybody, make a decision to have a great week. Thanks again, Joel.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
The Georgia Hemp Company's autumn sale has started. The Georgia Hemp Company, with locations in Woodstock, Decatur, and Sandy Springs, has a full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products, like topical lotions, salves, and soothing CBD bath bombs. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com, GeorgiaHempCompany.com. We also have a full line of CBD for your pets. The GeorgiaHempCompany.com, or visit our 3 Atlanta locations.